Do you dare to be different? To do the truly stupid? To be an idiot? Well, then, welcome to Dareline. Do we have a candidate out there for Dareline?
Yeah.
All right, who we got?
Lisa May.
Lisa? How you doing?
I'm kind of scared, Don.
Oh, as well, I can't understand why. Have you ever heard this Dareline before?
No, I miss it every night, and my husband tells me how funny it is about people throwing eggs on their head.
Yes, well, you're gonna only have to do one thing.
Okay.
To win a Super Baby T-shirt.
All right.
And that's all you have to do is accompany Mr. Bruce Gordon to a department store.
Okay, that's my forte, shopping.
Okay, I want you to go in that department store and yell, "Why aren't you people listening to Vogel?"
That's easy.
And I want you to yell that until somebody answers.
Until okay? Somebody answers?
Until somebody answers. We have the wireless microphone.
I think we'll go into Donaldson's, Don.
We're going to go into Donaldson's, okay. Bruce Gordon and Lisa are going into Donaldson's. And we're going to listen to what happens.
Okay. All right, Don. We're just at the doorway of Donaldson's.
Mm-hmm.
And let's wait until we make sure a bunch of people are gathered around. Okay, Lisa, you ready?
Okay, here she goes.
Why aren't you people listening to Don Vogel? Excuse me, why aren't you listening to Don Vogel?
I was.
Okay.
So there.
Yeah.
All right, she gets
some other people, Lisa.
Excuse me, sir. Why aren't you out there listening to Don Vogel?
Shopping.
That's
shopping
no
for a gift.
That's no excuse. I'm sorry.
Okay, come on. Come on, sir. Okay,
come on.
Come with us, please. Yeah. And hang your head down, sir. Gift wrapping, sir, this way, please. We'll take you to gift wrapping later. What's your name, sir?
Roger Carrazzo.
Okay, Roger. You're going to be publicly humiliated.
Yeah!
We're not listening to Don Vogel. You would come this way, please. Roger, if you could speed it up. We don't have an hour to do this show. Don, we have Roger here for you. Did you want to say something to him?
Well, I would like to publicly chastise him, yes.
Let's get around to the speaker here so we can...
Certainly would like to meet him.
Yes, Don, Roger is in... Roger's here, if you'd just like to talk to him for a minute.
Roger, Roger, what's the deal here,
Roger.
Buddy?
Roger.
All right.
A lot of Roger's fans are here today, Don.
Roger, what is the deal here, buddy? I understand you weren't listening to the program?
Girlfriend's birthday.
Feeble excuse, I'd say, sir. So you're getting her a present? Is that what you're telling this audience?
Several presents.
Several presents. Oh, so you think you're going to make it better for yourself by saying several presents, huh?
Yes.
How long have you known this alleged girlfriend, sir?
6 months.
And exactly what is your relationship? Are you considering marriage, or are you still just having a good time, huh?
Still too young to tell.
Oh, too young to tell, which tells me she's not really a serious girlfriend. Is that right, sir? Sir, don't you have other girlfriends, too? Sir?
I'd like to think
so. Sir, if it pleased the court, would you please tell us, do you have other girlfriends, too?
I'd like to think so.
You'd like to think so. So this is not your steady girlfriend, right, sir? You're leading this girl on, sir. Is that correct?
No.
All right, sir, what is your relationship with this? Once and for all, what is your relationship with this girl?
A good friend.
A good friend.